sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. It is Thursday, August 28th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Sunny blue skies, nice gentle breeze blowing up here in Mackinac City, looking at the Mackinac Bridge and the Grand Hotel right on the shores of Lake Huron. Absolutely gorgeous, white, big, puffy clouds, blue skies behind it, some white caps out there in the middle, seagulls everywhere. It's a great day to be an American. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to make a comment into the show, greatly appreciate it. Also, I want to thank the Concerned Patriot once again up in Chippewa County. I talked about it on yesterday's show. Couple other people reached out to me. They texted me, legal. We have a legal defense fund set up for the radio station for Victoria Bishop, myself, as well as this show, Your Defending Fathers. We are being sued, and we have to pay our attorneys to defend our First Amendment rights. If you'd like to contribute to us, you can text me legal, and I'll send you a link to the story, all the information. Or if you want to mail a check or money order made out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, you can mail it to our P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49629. Again, text me legal. I'll send you all that information. You can help us out and greatly appreciate it. The letter that I got didn't have a name on it, didn't have a return address. I opened the envelope. There was a note inside. Randy, I hadn't listened to your show in some time. Heard that you're being sued. Well, we got your back. Not one, but two $500 money orders made out to Michigan Broadcasters. Signed on the money order, a Concerned Patriot in Chippewa County. Absolutely touched my heart. Thank you so much for doing that. Greatly appreciate it. So again, if you'd like to help us out, we appreciate it. Just text me at 231-360-5140. Text me legal, and I'll send you the information. Got lots of stories lined up for you today here in Lansing after the House passed the budget. Well, there's other stories happening, all kinds of lawsuits, things that are happening. And a good old friend, well, he's having some issues and made quote of the day yesterday from MERS News Service. Attorney Matt DiPerno is trying to find somebody to represent him in the complaint filed with the Attorney Discipline Board. At the hearing, DiPerno said, One attorney said it would be career suicide to represent me. One attorney called me a Trump-lick puke. Other attorneys have cussed at me, berated me, and have acted very unprofessional, rejecting my efforts to obtain legal representation. So bottom line, Matt Taperno can't find an attorney to represent him. Found it kind of interesting. There's a MERS news story that goes along with it. Greatly appreciate that, Vicky. Thank you so much. I don't have 7012 stored in my phone, but I will definitely send you the information. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. We got this story pulled up from MERS News Service. We're going to get into this. This is really interesting how this is coming out of MERS News Service. The spin on it is unbelievable, but it is what it is. So we will cover it. We'll talk about it, find out what you guys think. A little feedback here this morning. Matt DiPerno wants to delay the misconduct hearing. He said in court that basically attorneys are refusing to represent him. Republican attorney Matthew DiPerno wants to delay a disciplinary hearing on misconduct allegations while he seeks the nomination for the Attorney General's office. DiPerno's Monday filing with the Attorney Discipline Board argues his pending criminal case related to his alleged role in an election tabulator tampering scheme and his difficulty in finding an attorney to represent him at the ADB hearing necessitated an adjournment of the upcoming September 22nd hearing. One attorney said it would be career suicide for me to represent you. Another attorney called him a Trump lick puke. Other attorneys have cussed and berated me and acted unprofessional, rejecting my efforts to obtain legal representation. One attorney stated, I know who you are, and you should not have a law license, because I filed the Antrim County litigation and ran against Attorney General Dana Nessel. Noting that one attorney who agreed to represent him did virtually nothing except took my money and quit the case. Well, back in December of 22 in Antrim County, Matt DiPerno represented William Bailey in a lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. DiPerno, who created the Matt DiPerno for Michigan Committee earlier this month, who lost to Nessel in 22, faces three counts of professional misconduct for his representation of disgraced lawmaker Todd Kurser, who resigned after trying to cover up his extramarital affair with a fellow legislator. That was back in the year of 2022. No, that's not accurate. It was before then. Well, they've got April of 22. Not correct. DiPerno said he found an attorney, Robert Edick, who has agreed to represent him in both cases before the ADB. However, DiPerno's filing noted that Edick's affidavit indicates that the grievance administrator will challenge Edick's appearance as, quote, a conflict of interest, primarily because the attorney Edick retired from serving on the Attorney Grievance Commission back in 2020, even though the complaint against DiPerno was entered in June of 23. Even if Edick is allowed to represent him, DiPerno said the time constraints imposed by the upcoming criminal cases means he can't participate in a meaningful way in his defense of the ADB complaints. Well, DiPerno's Oakland County criminal case has been set for a preliminary examination on October 9th through the 10th. DiPerno is also expected to testify in the November trial for co-defendant Stephanie Lambert. Now, because he's filed his intent affidavit of identity to run for Attorney General next year, DiPerno is hoping that that tactic will pay off, much like it did back in 2022. Back then, Attorney General Dana Nessel was going after his law license. Well, after having a conversation with Matt, he decided to run for Attorney General Republican nomination against her. Well, as a result of being a political opponent, Nessel had to back off of going after his law license. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this case goes forward and to see what happens, whether or not they give him more time to perhaps find another attorney or allow this attorney that's willing to represent him participate in the cases. However, there is another person, actually two, I didn't know about this one guy, seeking the Republican nomination for Attorney General next year at the Michigan Republican State Convention. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd just joined the effort, as well as already filed defense attorney Kevin Kojewski. The Michigan Republican Party will select its nominee at a convention in 2026. So, pretty interesting story. DiPerno, obviously somebody we know very well. Also, he represented Bill Bailey, a good friend of ours, who now has passed away in the infamous 2020 debacle of our election, the way it was handled by then County Clerk Cheryl Guy. We've talked about that many, many, many times. So we'll put this on our list. We'll continue to follow it, and we'll give you any follow-up as it comes in. Another story here in Michigan caught my eye this morning. SanDisk is not building a microchip factory on the 2-square-mile Mundy Township site that the state of Michigan helped set up for industry. But the Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quentin Messer told a House subcommittee today that somebody will. In all, the state of Michigan spent $260 million to prepare the Genesee Advanced Manufacturing District for industry. And Messer said his team is working daily to get a tenant to take the location. The return on investment will be because we are actively marketing the best site in North America, Messer said. He said the major industries that he deals with through the MEDC, well, these deals just don't happen overnight. Pointing to a site in Tennessee that took 15 years to create, and another site in Georgia took 7 years. It basically took them 7 years for a site to eventually land a Hyundai facility. And in Kentucky, they had a site that was acquired in multiple pieces over a 20-year period, which now houses Ford's SK battery plant. Well, State Representative Steve Cara of Three Rivers, he's not satisfied with those answers. Chair of the House Oversight Subcommittee on Corporate Subsidies and State Investments said, "We are not convinced." Cara and Committee Minority Vice Chair Dylan Wegula, Democrat of Garden City, have aligned in their opposition in the state giving direct incentives for economic development. Cara said the funding for any development should come from the companies themselves and that business attraction was not a public interest, but actually a private interest with using federal and state taxpayer funding. Cara called it corrupt. Why? Well, in the business world, it's a dog-eat-dog system. The fact that we are redistributing wealth from the taxpayers to the politically connected, not only in our state, but throughout the nation. It's wrong, and it should stop. And this ties right in to exactly what the House budget did in eliminating many of the funds that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, wanted to continue. Additionally, the state representative, Wegula, the Democrat, said the billions of dollars would be better spent through redistribution of universal health care, child care, buying every homeless person in the state of Michigan a $180,000 house. Or how about applying the money toward roads and bridge repairs? In addition, they could fill the $1.1 billion funding hole in the SNAP program. Lastly, we could have used this money to buy the Detroit Lions. So my question is, how is this a right investment to make for the state and for the people of Michigan when there are so many other needs and so many other things we could do with this money? Messer, oh, this is interesting, laughed at the Detroit Lions reference and began explaining exactly what the MEDC does. Messer says, just like the Lions, every person, every position, every group has a role to play. Our role at the MEDC is working with local partners like the Flint Genesee Economic Alliance, is to do the best thing possible when we can make Michigan as attractive for inbound investments, as well as take on the current risk-taking for the entrepreneurs here in the state of Michigan, for them to invest his or her dollars into our state. Messer said, in the end, the decision about whether money should be spent ultimately ended up in the lap of the legislature for much of the large dollar spending. Kara said, not everyone in the House is on board with the legislative body spending the funding. And he also said he doesn't sit on the Appropriations Committee that's responsible for approving this funding. Messer said, while that may be true, the full House does vote on the final spending when they vote on the budget. Kara responded, don't get me started about the budget. I believe this potentially was something that Kara actually voted against, even though it passed in the House with one Democrat. I'm sorry. I take that back. All 58 Republicans plus Karen Whitsett, the Democrat from Detroit, she voted for it. Well, one of the things that this hearing continued to go on for hours, the only other notable comments in it, in the final comments, what I think is that government would be wise to do, would be prudent to do, is get out of the business's way. Stop trying to interpret what is and what is not the best economic decisions for the state of Michigan. Let our communities, let the people, and let the businesses decide. I agree with that statement as well. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.